Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman was on a national television talk show Sunday morning calling for an independent investigation of events leading up to the September 11th terrorist attacks. But by afternoon, he was in Milwaukee watching part of a Brewers game with baseball commissioner Bud Selig. He and Selig then went to a dinner for a Jewish organization and appeared at a fundraiser for Lieberman's Political Action Committee. Lieberman acknowledged a warning yesterday by Vice President Dick Cheney that the U.S. is likely to suffer another terrorist attack. But Lieberman says that risk can be reduced by elevating the Director of Homeland Security to cabinet status.
The Bush administration has made a mistake in only having Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, be an advisor to the president. He's got over 100 agencies of the federal government under him, and he doesn't have the power to tell them, do it now.
As skeptics say, Democrats just want cabinet authority for Tom Ridge so they can subpoena him. Lieberman is the leader of the Democrat centrist wing. He contends that if Democrats want to do well in this fall's congressional elections and the 2004 presidential race, one issue on which they must be stronger is national defense.
Post-September 11th, Democrats have to prove that we are as capable and committed to protecting the security of the American people as this White House is.
Lieberman was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential race. Lieberman still says he won't run for president in 2004 if Gore does. Yet when asked last night if Democrats need to run the right person to win back the White House, Lieberman responded,
"Oh, obviously, yeah. I could suggest a name."
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.